There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, 11 to 1 with Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. Visit our showrooms to see the amazing range of Mercedes-Benz cars or choose from our huge selection of used Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt, the best in motoring, here for you.
This is LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. How does 2 hours of chat, movie reviews, inspiring guests, a great Friday floor filler and great music sound? Okay, let's get going. Here's Prince 1999 for you. Prince with 1999 kicking us off this Friday morning. Hope you're feeling good. You can get in touch. People are already on WhatsApp and text 086 1800 658. Lots to get through on the show. But you know, we spoke about this earlier on in the week, Golden Globes, and we'll be chatting about this with Niall a little bit later on. But one thing that has struck me from the Golden Globes is how much my, you know, admiration of Colin Farrell has increased. Now, not just for his acting, not just for his Golden Globe win, or even for his mention of Jenny the Donkey in his speech. No, my estimation and my admiration of Colin Farrell has gone up because the man knows how to appreciate the simple things in life. And he feels it's important to appreciate the simple things in life, so much so that he felt compelled to actually mention the simple things in life in his speech. Here it is.
Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunchy nut cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast in the morning. Okay? You should never send a man to work on an empty belly.
He mentioned crunchy nut cornflakes in his speech, and now I love him even more because as a lover of this cereal myself, I can see why he mentioned it. And although he sounded playful there, I'd say he was absolutely raging with Barry Keoghan for stealing them, because nothing should get in the way of somebody and their crunchy nut cornflakes. So many fights broke out in my house over this particular cereal when we were living at home. I mean, my poor mother, she used to buy 2 boxes, right, of crunchy nut cornflakes a week, right? And she'd be hiding one of the boxes from her savage children that she was dealing with, you know, because there was copious bowls eaten in our house, not just at breakfast time, but when you came in from school as well. Of course, you'd have the obligatory bowl, you know, before bedtime. It was a handy thing as well in between meals, just crunchy nut cornflakes any time of the day. Amazing. But there was rows, there was ructions if somebody ate the last bowl of them. And if the tow rack in question left the box with mere dust in it, left in the shelf, in the press, oh my God, that would just... the rage would build up in you. You know what I mean? It just, what little yolk left the box in the press with the dust in it? You know? So that would just spark fury and all sorts of stuff. So when I moved out of my own house, I started buying my own boxes of crunchy nut cornflakes. And then I started hiding them for my own husband. But this lovely dream came all crashing down because 6 years ago, I was diagnosed as a celiac. So all the fun food is gone from my life, including crunchy nut cornflakes. The GF versions, there's no comparison, okay? They don't compare to Kellogg's crunchy nut cornflakes. And now I hear the Colin Farrell simply from shouting out Kellogg's Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes, the Golden Globes has now got an endless supply and a hotline number. So he's been given a hotline number that if he ever runs out of Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes, he can ring this number and get instant Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes. So I'm just wondering, you know, I know I don't have the platform of the Golden Globes, but I do have a fairly big platform here. So I'm just wondering, will the same happen for me? Now, look, I can't eat them unless I want to, you know, be really, really sick. But I could smell them. The smell even would just be enough for me, you know. So Kellogg's, look, it's no Colin Farrell, but I appreciate a Crunchy Nut Corn Flake myself. If you want to get in touch, get in touch. I'm here, ready and waiting. But I love that. I love that he shaded out the Kellogg's Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes. So much so, he now has his own hotline to it. Brilliant. There's Adele. Hello. You are listening to LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. We're going to be talking about teachers that changed your world. Teachers that had a positive impact on you. It's all part of DCU's Teachers Inspire competition. We're going to be chatting about that just after these. Oh, LMFM. 11 to 1. LMFM. Did you have a teacher that made a positive impact in your life? DCU Teachers Inspires competition. We're going to be chatting about this on the show today. And it's all about nominating and celebrating a teacher that inspired you in your life. It could be a teacher that took a little bit of extra care, you know, after class to kind of maybe they realised you were struggling and they pointed you in the right direction. Maybe your teacher inspired you to go off and do the job that you're doing now. That certainly was the case for me. A lovely, gorgeous man called Mr. Lyons. He was a teacher in Greenhill School here in Drogheda, and we had him in TY. Now, he was retired in TY from full-time teaching, but he was there to kind of, you know, teach media studies to the TY students, and we did all sorts of projects with him. And I definitely wouldn't be here chatting to you today without Mr. Lyons, because he knew that I had a passion for media. And at that stage, he was giving me cameras and things like that to go off and kind of, you know, mess around with the cameras and get footage and things like that. And I'd come back with the footage and he would sort of critique it and that sort of thing. But he told me that I had a knack for a story and finding a story. And really, it was him who inspired me to go on and continue on in media studies. And he was just absolutely brilliant. So somebody like that, did you have a Mr. Lyons? Did you have a Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society? Remember this?
We don't read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race. And the human race is filled with passion. Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. To quote from Whitman, O me, O life, of the questions of these recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish, what good amid these, O me, O life? Answer, that you are here.
Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society. Did they have a teacher that was maybe like him? Maybe somebody that inspired you? Get in touch with us. Let us know. 086 1800 658.
You see, tonight it could go either way.
There's Ed Sheeran with Celestial. I'm getting one or two messages coming in already for the inspiring teachers. Do keep them coming in on 086 1800 658. Now, on 11 to 1, we like to start the weekend early. How do we do that, you might ask?
Friday Floor Filler. On 11 to 1.
Yes, our man Fionn in production goes into our musical library and selects a song that will put you in good form. You will be compelled to dance like nobody's watching, and you'll just get psyched up for the weekend. But to whet the appetite, Fionn has a little bit of work for you to do before all that, don't you, Fionn?
Hey Sinead, yes, I'm back again with another Friday Floor Filler. This one's guaranteed to get you up, dancing and singing, ready for the weekend. I've taken a snippet out of the song and reversed it. All you have to do is identify the artist and the song name. Here's the snippet in reverse. Oh, a bit harder this week. Here it is again. Right, so if you think you know what it is, text, WhatsApp or voice note into Sinead with your answers.
Oh,
cheers.
It is. Thanks, Fionn. I think it's a bit trickier this week, but I think you've got this. Do you know what it is? Name of the artist and the song, 086-1800-658. I'm sure I'll rustle up a prize from somewhere. We definitely have an LMFM bottle for you, okay? We definitely have an LMFM bottle. 086-1800-658. Gavin James at Glow and LMFM's 11 to 1. We are talking about teachers who inspired or changed your world for the better. And some of you getting in touch on 086 1800 658. We're going to be chatting about this because the Teachers Inspire competition, which is run by DCU, that is looking for nominations at the moment. And Shauna Sheridan is one such pupil, former pupil, who nominated her teacher, Una Smith, from Cavan last year. And let me tell you, Una made such a positive impact on Shauna. Shauna was going through a very rough time in her life during her Leaving Cert. She's going to share her story and tell us all about her teacher, Una Smith, after these. Oh, LMFM.
11 to 1.
You never forget teachers that make a positive impact on your life. Those that take that extra bit of care to guide you in the right direction or inspire you by maybe even how they approach a lesson in class. Teachers Inspire, it's a competition organised and run by Dublin City University. They are calling for nominations of inspiring teachers in Ireland and stories about the positive impact a teacher has made in the life of a student. My first guest felt compelled to enter her teacher, Una Smith, from Virginia College in Cavan last year for the competition. When she was in her last year of school, she experienced the devastating loss of her father to suicide. She was also trying to cope with her mother's serious illness. Shauna Sheridan needed support and help, and her teacher, Una Smith, was there to inspire and guide her. And Shauna joins me on the line to tell us more. Shauna, you're so welcome to 11 to 1. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sinead.
Great to have you. Now, you had a very tough time of it in the Leaving Cert. You were dealing with the loss of your father. Your mother was recovering from cancer. She was seriously ill. And then, on top of all this, you have a Leaving Cert to do. You're trying to, you know, get on with things at school. It must have been so hard.
Yeah, I mean, a Leaving Cert for anyone isn't a barrel of laughs.
No.
But, definitely having such a big loss and, you know, mom being sick before that, it's a lot to go through. So having somebody like Miss Smith in school and helping me get by was such an amazing thing to have. I mean, so many people go through so many difficult things, but knowing you have somebody in that school environment that makes the day a little bit easier, it meant an awful lot to me.
It really did. So, and as well as this, you are somebody that has dyslexia and dyspraxia as well. So that made things even more challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a massive fan of school prior to any of the personal stuff. But having somebody that believed in me academically was such a big thing because I didn't believe in myself a lot of the time. So somebody like Miss Smith, who really seen potential in me and wanted me to do well and knew that I could, it was the boost that I needed. And if I hadn't have had her in school, I don't know if I would have gone to college or if I had been doing the job I was doing when I nominated her. So she had a massive knock-on impact on my life for the better.
Yeah, so important. It really is. I mean, you really needed somebody like her. Like, I saw the video online on the teachersinspire.ie website, and, you know, she just comes across as such a lovely, warm person, and she was so thrilled to get the nomination. Tell us about her. Like, what kind of way did she approach lessons and things?
She was so, I suppose, personal with us all. She had a great way of telling a story and communicating the lesson in a way that it was fun. You didn't feel like you were sitting there, you know, drudging through the 40-minute class or anything. She had a real kind of flair for what she was teaching that really came across. And she was always trying to encourage people to to read between the lines and pick up on little messages in the work that we're working on or the books we're reading or the poetry. And I suppose she did do that because I did so well. And if I hadn't have done well in my Leaving Cert English, you know, I wouldn't have had her. She was the reasoning behind it. She kind of helped guide me and helped give me a passion for what I was writing. And she'd actually told us in preparation for exams about how to write a personal essay and what was important in it. And she said to write about things that you understand and that are important to you. So when I sat down to do my Leaving Cert exam, one of the topics we could discuss was the kindness of people.
Mm.
So it was a very easy thing for me to do. I'd been shown so much kindness throughout that year. So I wrote about Miss Smith and I wrote about people in my community, my mother, some of my family, and her being able to kind of explain how to write a personal essay and go about it the right way and really make a lasting impact on me, help me to get that A in my Leaving Cert. It all came back to her, really.
So you get the A. I mean, you went from failing the mocks to getting an A. That's tremendous. That's unbelievable. It really is. And you know, like you say, a lot of this is down to her guidance. You know, the fact that she used to take you outside of class sometimes and just check in with you, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, having somebody that, you know, genuinely cared about you throughout the school day, it meant a lot because, you know, your teachers are there to help you get through the classes and pass your exams. But when a teacher goes out of their way that little bit more to get to know you and you can tell that they care, it makes such a big difference. And it especially did to me in that year.
Yeah.
I mean, being somebody who wasn't a fan of school and then having all that was going on, having that person that you felt comfortable around, it really did help the day go by a little bit quicker. And knowing you'd have an English class to go into, it kind of used to break the monotony of the day up and you'd feel safe. So It was so lovely to have that.
And after you get this A, before you got the A, you decided you wanted to go on and study at IT Sligo. And again, Miss Smith would have helped you with the application with that too.
Yeah, I was going into IT Sligo under the Break the Mould scheme. So I had to write a personal essay about why I thought I was eligible for it and kind of give a synopsis of my life and what made me an ideal candidate. So being able to write that, again, came back to the confidence Miss Smith had given me, and then having her there to look over it and, you know, kind of reassure me that what I had written was good enough and that it was going to help me, and it did. So having her there to kind of instill another bit of faith and belief in myself was amazing. And I don't think I gave her enough credit at the time for all that she did with just looking over that. I mean, if I hadn't gone to college, I'd probably be in a very different place in my life. God knows what I'd be doing.
Well, this is the thing. And you're in PR. You're working in public relations. You excelled in IT Sligo as well. So you're in public relations. So you're literally writing for a living.
Yeah. When I nominated Miss Smith as well, I was supposed to be writing a press release for a client.
Wow.
So I was listening to Louise O'Neill talk about the award and it really struck a chord. I thought, oh God, like, I'm sitting here doing a job where, you know, I write pretty much every day and I wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't for Miss Smith, because she gave me the, you know, belief that I could go into college and I was just as good as everyone else around me. And then when I was there, I found out I was good at presenting and writing reports, and it all kind of snowballed really. And that's how I ended up working in PR. So I was sitting there thinking, God, you know, I need to write a little bit about Miss Smith and hope that she wins this award because she deserves it.
And she did.
I wouldn't be sitting here otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. And she did. And tell us about this, because the applications are, you know, they're looking, they're coming around again. They're looking for nominations. So what do people need to do if they want to write about a teacher or nominate a teacher?
If you go on to the Teachers Inspire website, there's a link where you can nominate your teacher. So you'll just be asked a couple of questions about why they've inspired you and the impact they had on you in school. So you can just write as much or as little and explain how the teacher made such an impact on your life. I mean, I probably droned on a little bit of mine. I wrote an essay. But you don't need to write an essay.
So as you want, absolutely, from there. And, you know, was there any words of advice or wisdom that she imparted to you that kind of you still carry around with you or still resonate with you today?
I think probably the most impactful thing she said was when we went back to school at the start of our Leaving Cert year, she said, there's a few people in this class capable of getting an A. not the time. I thought, oh, okay, yeah, that's probably not me. But anyway, and then a couple of months later, my father had passed, and it was kind of this moment of realization that I needed to sort my life out and do something for myself to get to where I need to go. And the words that she had said at the start of that year kind of came back to me. There's people who've got it, people capable even of getting an A. And I thought, well, if I can do that, then that helps me get towards getting towards college and from there building a better life for myself. So just them little words that she said back in September of my leaving cert year made such a huge impact further down the line.
They really did. They really did. And I'm so delighted that she ended up winning the award. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Shauna,
I deserved it.
I thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me. I think you, as well as Una Smith, are a very inspiring person to have come through all you have and to triumph over the odds that were stacked against you. I really think that you are amazing yourself. But you put in the work, you know. She might have guided you, but you put in the work, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you all the best with your career going forward.
You. It was lovely to talk to you.
Thanks a million. You too. Bye now. That's Shauna Sheridan there. You can nominate a teacher who has made a difference in your life. All you have to do is go over to teachersinspire.ie and click there, share your story. The nominations close on the 20th of January. Oh,
LMFM. 11 to 1.
Going back in time now to the year 2018 and Mark Wahlberg popping up in the North East Update.
LMFM North East Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77455.
Yeah, on this day 2018, actor Mark Wahlberg, he donates his 1.5 million reshoot fee for All the Money in the World movie to the Time's Up movement after the revelation his co-star Michelle Williams was only paid $1,000. And today is Clean Off Your Desk Day. Is there anything more satisfying than a clean desk? Clean Off Your Desk Day is a chance to get organised and declutter.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
Lots of you getting our Friday Floor Filler song. Do keep your guesses coming in. I'll have another clue for you a little while. But first, back to the music. Here's Natalie Imbruglia with Torn. There's Natalie Imbruglia with Torn on LMFM's 11 to 1. Steph is torn between two different artists here for the Friday Floor Filler song. I can tell you one of those artists are right that you did message in. Do keep your guesses coming in. All will be revealed after 12, and we'll be talking movies with Niall O'Brien as well.
Oh, LMFM. 11 to 1.
Mumford and Sons with a little Lion Man kicking off our second hour. Sinead Brazel here with you till one. Now, at the start of the programme, I mentioned Colin Farrell and I mentioned him, you know, talking about Crunching Up Cornflakes. And I got a message which surprised me from a man called Joe Conlon. He's from At The Boy and he sent me a picture of Colin on top of a horse and he says, one of the nicest men. It was my pleasure to work with him in Ballycasangel. I had to get Joe on the line. He's on the line now. Joe, how are you getting on?
Hello, Sinead. How are you?
Great to have you on the programme. Talk to me about this. You were in. You used to work with Colin before he became the super mega star that he is now.
I was, indeed. That picture I sent you was actually his first ever appearance, I think, on a film or TV series.
Wow.
The storyline was that he was in trouble in Talla, and he came across the Wicklow Mountains on a horse to go to visit his uncles that lived in Ballykay. And to stay with him, and that was the start with Birdie Sweeney, his uncle Amy. And he arrived across the Dublin Mountains or the Wicklow Mountains on a horse, and that was the first time he appeared in Ballykay.
I love it. So talk to me about your work there. You did kind of everything on Ballykay.
Well, you say I was in the camera department, but with Ballykay it was just one big happy family. So if they needed you for a walk-in part, or you needed you walking down the streets of Avoca, which was Ballykay, or they needed you in a church scene, you were just drafted in. There was no, everyone was drafted in. Now when the bus come into town in the morning across the bridge into Ballykay, it was me that was driving the bus, although I was in the camera department.
I love it. So they had you doing everything.
I think I got a job too driving the Mitchellery one day. That was when Colin went missing with Dylan's daughter in the Dublin Mountains. They went off hiking for a day and they got caught in a storm and there was a search out for them and Dylan was going to kill him when he got him and this sort of that. So I brought them back into Ballykay in the lorry. They were coming back in. So it was the Mitchellery comes around the corner and they get out of the Mitchellery. So it was me that was driving the Mitchellery. But he was an absolute star to work with. He was beautiful to work with. He was absolutely. No matter what, I think the funniest thing I remember was there was supposed to be a tax coming in on sheep. And the uncle got the impression that they could be counted from a satellite. So he put these boxes out in the field with bits of fur over them to make them look like sheep because he was claiming for so many head of sheep and he hadn't got them. So there was one part of the series where he had to catch sheep and he had about six in a pen, but it was Colin's job to catch the sheep, to mark them. But he had no clue how to catch a sheep. So I was born kind of in the countryside, so I knew how to catch a sheep. So I spent about an hour trying to teach him how to grab it by the leg and turn it over and catch it.
I love this.
Brilliant.
So,
brilliant.
Talk about the glamour of, you know, on set, you know, stuff with Colin Farrell teaching him how to catch a sheep.
There was no glamour about it. But he was a lovely man to work with. No matter what you suggest, he'd listen.
Very good.
You know, he'd say, we'll have a go at that. We'll have a go. Because there was one part there where a tree fell on Dylan's house. And, of course, himself and Dylan was friends with this time. We'd go with Dylan's daughter. And a tree fell in the storm. And then we took the tree off the house and cut it up and we burned it in the front lawn. And we started dancing around the weird music. Well, in the scene, I'm dancing with Colin Farrell around the tree.
They're
on the fire.
That is such a cool claim to fame. And, like, you know, did you know back then, working with him in Ballycus Angel, that he was going to be a megastar, that he was headed for greatness? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, he was such a nice man. He couldn't go. The only one way he could go was up. Because everyone would take to him. You know, there was nothing about him that had put you off. He was just very amiable. He was a lovely lad to talk to. When people would go off to canteens and wouldn't mix with the rest of the crew, he'd stay with the crew.
That's brilliant.
Because when we were in Ardmore Studio filming, you know, there was Frank's Bar in Ardmore and the crew used to go upstairs in Frank's Bar and the actors and I usually went to the private place to have their lunch. Colin would come upstairs with the rest of us.
Brilliant. So he was so down to earth and humble and everything. That is a fantastic story. And you've sent me some brilliant pictures behind the scenes here of not just Colin, but you've got Neil Tobin there. You've got the production crew as well. Someone getting their makeup done, the whole lot. You've got great memories, obviously, of this.
I have, because I was doing the camera department. I was doing the stills. But it was the policy in the Willett Buckley during what they call a turnaround in the film, where you change the camera from one side to the other. If they were going away in one scene and then they're coming up in the next scene. During the turnaround, there were a lot of tourists there and Avoca looking and watching. And there was a policy of Nolette for me to take the picture with the topper board. It was one of the actors, and they always were sent the picture.
Yeah.
You know, she'd make sure, get their name and address, we'll send them that. Get their name and address. Could be in America, it could be Turkey, it could be anywhere.
But it was a
family thing. It was brilliant. One of the best productions I'd say in this country.
And did you work on anything else, Joe? Was Ballykay your main sort of thing?
I worked in Cry Before Dawn and The General and a few things like that.
The General as well? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
With Brendan Gleeson?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's gas to think that these two stars are there now, you know, getting their well-deserved awards at the Golden Globe. I mean, it's fantastic for you to be able to say that you worked alongside them.
I think Cry Before Dawn had Sam Watterson and Mia Farrow in it.
Yes.
It was made for Hollywood. It was made over here. But Sam Watterson, when I seen his, you get a call sheet when you go to work on a film and you know who's in it, who's not in it. And I seen this guy, Sam Watterson, 8 Academy Award for The Killing Fields, and I said, this is going to be a nightmare. This is going to be a nightmare. This guy's going to have guards around him and security and everything. Couldn't work with a nicer fella.
Wow.
Absolute gentleman. Mia Farrow the same. No limousines, gone on set, no nothing. She'd walk onto set, she'd go from the makeup that the set was 300 yards away, 500 yards away, she'd walk. You know, you meet lovely people, but then you meet some snobs too. But anyway.
That's a story for another day, Joe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's been just lovely chatting to you. Thank you so, so much for sending me pictures and for sharing it.
Now I'm retired now and that, and I just remember them, and I remember them fondly because they were lovely people, you know?
Yeah.
And they're still on my friends list. I think I've still the phone number of some of them. But I don't bother ringing them. I might send them a text.
Oh, Joe, listen, we might have to have a chin wag about having phone numbers for famous celebrities. Fantastic.
I'll send you the call sheets off, Belly Kay.
And you know what? They're great to treasure. They're great to treasure all those lovely mementos. Absolutely fantastic. It's been lovely chatting to you, Joe. Thank you so much.
To you, and I must say, a fabulous programme you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Thanks a million. And look at you're welcome back to share any memories anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sinead, and thank you, your listeners. All the best.
Thanks a million. Joe Conlon there. What a lovely guy. What great stories he has about Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, working with them all before they became huge megastars. That was a surprise on the show for today. Thank you so much to Joe there. Now, getting back to our main event, Friday Floor Filler song with Fionn, lots of you guessing.
Friday Floor Filler. On 11 to 1. Kiss for me, kiss for
me, kiss for me. We have another clue for you, don't we, Fionn? Yeah.
Hey Sinead, I'm back with another clue for this week's Friday Floor Filler. I'm going to keep it simple. What do the names Monica, Erica, Rita, Tina, Sandra, Mary and Jessica all have in common? I go on. And here's the snippet in reverse again. Right, text, WhatsApp or voice note into Sinead with your answers.
Yes, because we're going to be playing the Friday Floor Filler song very shortly. It's very easy, I think, after that clue. 086 1800 658. Now time to check in with the world of celebrity.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Crossy. Taylor Swift was a surprise guest at the 1975 concert in London. She performed Anti-Hero in front of the fans. The 1975 played the Three Arena in Dublin on the 29th of January. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis, has died at the age of 54 after a suspected cardiac arrest. In a statement, her mother Priscilla said she was the most passionate, strong and loving woman. She'd been married four times, including to Michael Jackson, and was a recording artist in her own right. She'd been at the Golden Globes just this week to celebrate Austin Butler's acting success in the biopic Elvis. Finn Wolfhard has responded to Millie Bobby Brown, calling him a lousy kisser on the Drew Barrymore show this week. Millie said the comments after they filmed scenes on Stranger Things. You can hear by his voice he's still mortified about it.
My first like on-screen kiss was with Millie, but I didn't know how to like approach that in any way. There was no, it just was like, and then so I just like head-butted her.
Yeah.
And then that's how that worked. The romantic way of putting it was that I head-butted her. But I was 12, so. I'll excuse. I probably would have done the same thing if I was not on screen in front of the entire world.
That's The Buzz. I'm Crossy.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
I can say that the lads at the Mattress Depot and Dundalk, Martin on the Digger, love it. Karen in the Dry Cleaners. Who else has it? Who is this on 086? It's Anthony, he has it as well. Catherine in Riverstown Dundalk, she has it. Mary has it as well. I'm going to be playing our Friday Floor Filler song just after these.
Oh, LMFM. 11 to 1. You.
Paddy T in Lobenstown got in there at the skin of his teeth. There's a list a mile long here. Eleanor, oh, Shirley, yes. Karen, we have Karen as well, all getting it right. We are talking about our Friday Floor Filler song. Fionn, what was our Floor Filler this week?
My Friday Floor Filler this week is Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Love it. Here it is on LMFM's 11 to 1. Time for a little bit of a dance party with Lou Bega. Ah, Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5 was our Friday Floor Filler song for this week. Hope that has got the blood pumping around the body for you. And the weekend started on 11 to 1. Now, speaking of the weekend, what are we going to see in the cinema? I have no clue. But luckily, our man Niall O'Brien is on hand. He has all the details of the movies that are hitting cinemas and streaming. We're chatting to him now.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Niall O'Brien, he's on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
I'm doing very well. I really enjoyed listening to Joe there talking about, I'm a secret Ballycus Angel fan. I really loved it. And I remember the episodes that he was talking about the sheep and trying to make it look like there were more sheep if they were counted by satellite. So what a lovely, I'd love to pick his brains and hear all of those stories that he was talking
oh,
about.
Oh, do you know what? I'd say there's a little documentary you could make about Joe. I'd say there is. Yes, I'd say we could explore that further. Absolutely. Watch this space. But get into your good self, and we are talking about our competition first of all.
That's right, our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice.
Yes, and they have lots of locations in the local area here. The Omniplex Deluxe venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk and Omniplex in Balbriggan. There's some fantastic films out now. You gotta see them on the big screen, omniplex.ie. I haven't had a sneaky listen in advance. There's lots going on here this morning.
But busy this morning.
Do we need a clue or are we all good?
I don't. I think it's easy enough. It's always okay. Somebody that is in one of the things that we're talking about today. So,
okay, here it is. Who is this talking now for your chance to win cinema tickets?
Well, when I got the part for Tyrannosaur and Paddy Considine, I think that changed my life, that film.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, completely we know who that is. Come on now.
Great actor.
Yes. So one would say the royalty, really, of acting, one could say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
086-1800-658. Who is that talking now? Okay, we're going straight to Golden Globes, and what an absolutely fantastic ceremony it was, particularly for the Irish. Come on, the Irish.
It was great. Like, the big winners were The Fabelmans, which won Best Drama, directed by Steven Spielberg, and he won Best Director as well. But the other big winner was Banshees of Inisherin, which won Best Film, which is in the music or comedy section because they separate them out. And of course, Colin Farrell won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy, and it gave a fantastic speech, which I had a whole thing written about.
Oh, listen now!
But you stepped on my
build a bridge. Build a bridge there now. Yeah. Come on now. Niall messaged me. We'll just let the listener peek behind the curtain here. Niall messaged me it was very strong tones in his message about the.
It was all
mentioned the crunching of cornflakes.
It
was, but had I not mentioned the crunching of cornflakes, we wouldn't have had Joe. So you know what I mean? It's all Mary's in.
We go. Yes, everything works out. Yeah. Best Actor in a Drama was won by Austin Butler for Elvis, which I think he was fantastic in that. The best thing about that film. And Best Actress in a Drama was Cate Blanchett for Tar.
I've only seen the trailer. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's been out here yet, but it's a very interesting film. Yeah. So, yes, I'll reserve until it is out. And I'll talk about it maybe then. But the other speech that I saw, apart from crunching of cornflakes and Colin Farrell, was Ke Huy Quan. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correct. Who won Best Supporting Actor for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once? And people would know him from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when he was a child actor, and then The Goonies as well. And it really, I cannot say. Look at that speech. It had me in tears because he talks about how he thought his career, like he had peaked as a child, and he has worked constantly, mostly I think as a fight coordinator, but that this film really has reminded people how much they want to see him on screen again. And it's a beautiful little speech. Then Angela Bassett won Best Supporting Actress for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Very strong performance in that. And Michelle Yeoh from also Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Supporting Actress for a Musical or Comedy. See, it's weird. The Golden Globes, I wouldn't class that as a musical or comedy, but you know, they put them in those categories. So
in terms of precursor for the Oscars, is this kind of a guideline of what we might expect? We're definitely expecting Banshees of Inisherin, I think, to walk home with something.
I think so, yeah. I would be very surprised, and I think he's fantastic in it, Colin Farrell. Like, he's an actor who keeps surprising me.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of think, I know his tricks. I've seen him do stuff before. And in this film as well, it's like, oh no, I've never seen him do what he's doing in this movie. And it's really good. So I'd be surprised it's certainly a nomination. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win it, really. Yeah. And then The Fabelmans, maybe just because everybody loves Spielberg. Yeah. Now, that's not out here until the 27th, so we'll tell you all about that when it's coming out in cinemas.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving to what is out, and this, I'm very intrigued about this. This is AI gone wrong in Megan.
Well, no, actually, before we talk about this film, we don't usually do adverts in the middle of the segment.
No, we
here,
don't.
But
no, we
I
don't.
Know that you're a busy parent. You're a busy parent and, you know, childcare is an issue. I wanted you to make you aware of a brand new product that will be available on the market soon. Okay. So if you could play the clip there, please.
Okay, is this number two? Clip number two?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Studies indicate that a staggering 78% of a parent's time is spent dishing out the same basic instructions.
Oh my God, Katie, you have to flush the toilet. It is not that hard.
So we found someone else to pick up the slack.
Katie, flush the toilet. Wash your hands. Roll up your sleeves. Great job. It was my friend Jenny's birthday.
Megan's an excellent listener.
This guy told them that the 13th floor was haunted.
And she even has a few stories of her own.
If it was so, it might be. And if it were so, it would be. But as it isn't, it ain't. That's logic.
Said Tweedledee.
She'll never run out of ways to keep your child occupied. And she'll never run out of patience.
Katie, seriously, flush the toilet.
With Megan around, she'll take care of the little things so you can spend more time doing the things that matter.
Okay, I got to get me a Megan. I need a Megan in my life.
Okay, well, maybe you need to listen to what I have to say before you decide to purchase it. Okay. So Megan she's a marvel of artificial intelligence. She's a lifelike doll programmed to be your child's greatest companion and the parent's greatest helper. She's designed in this film by a brilliant toy company roboticist, because I didn't realise that toy companies had roboticists. Gemma, played by Get Out and Girls star Alison Williams. And Megan can listen and watch and learn as she becomes your child's best friend and teacher and playmate and protector. And she's bonded to your child. But Gemma suddenly becomes the caretaker of her orphaned 8-year-old niece, Katie, played by Violet McGraw. She's unprepared to be a parent. She's under pressure at work. So she decides she's going to take the prototype Megan that she has at work and bond it with Katie in an attempt to resolve her problems, essentially. So what we have here is essentially a creepy doll movie, because there's been a lot of creepy doll movies.
Oh, there has.
We've had Chucky, we've had Annabelle, yeah. We've had one called The Boy. But Megan literally is the next generation, okay? This is it's a PG-13 horror thriller from Blumhouse, who they really keep coming up with great kind of premises for horror movies. And the marketing campaign, I think a lot of people would have seen, maybe like there's a meme of Megan dancing. The creepy blonde robot.
Yes.
If you've not seen it, it's worth watching.
Yeah.
I think she's dancing to one of Fionn's Friday Floor Fillers, maybe. I don't know.
She is.
This film is produced and co-written by James Wan, who had also produced and directed, I think, Annabelle as well. So he knows how to do a creepy doll story. And it really has the makings, I think, of a cult hit. But it also, I was really surprised, like I really enjoyed this film, but I was really surprised that it had some really pointed commentary about kids spending too much time looking at screens or interacting with technology and parents kind of allowing that to happen, if you like, because they're too busy, you know, and it's just anything to keep the kids quiet. But in this, you know, it's anything to keep the kids quiet. Maybe a psychotic AI doll is not a good idea.
But this is getting a thumbs up from you. It's in cinemas at the moment.
It is. Yeah, I mean, January is not, you kind of think horror, you don't think January. It's not really a horror. Like I say, it's PG-13. So,
okay.
I mean, part of me was kind of going, I would have liked a little more gore.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we're moving on to Empire of Light, which I haven't heard much about at all. This is another movie out in cinemas.
That's right, yeah, and this is couldn't be more different. So this is from director Sam Mendes, who his last film was 1917, which I really enjoyed, and it's kind of an autobiographical bit. It's kind of based on his mother, It's set in an English seaside town in the 80s in the UK. And it is about, like, apart from, it's the story of Hillary, played by Olivia Colman. Olivia Colman.
Oh, they're all good. Yeah, film. Yeah.
Oh, okay, they're good. Okay. And she works in a cinema. She's kind of, there's something that's happened in her past that we're not really quite aware of at the start, you know, but you know that she's a little bit fragile. She's officious. She refuses to watch any of the films.
Oh.
And she also has, she's like, well, I just work here. I don't want to watch the films because they'll make me feel things. And then she's also got a very, like, she's being preyed on by her boss, played by Colin Firth. But she has this relationship, or she's drawn to this relationship with a new employee, Michael Ward, played by Stephen. And they form a connection. So we have a little clip here.
Okay, here it is, Empire of Light.
Hillary, are you all right?
Stephen, tell me truthfully. Did I humiliate myself?
What?
Tell me, did I?
No, it wasn't humiliating. It was just intense. To be honest, I thought you were a bit of a hero.
That's very nice of you. Hard to believe. My dad used to take me fishing when I was little. We never caught any fish. And for years I just thought he was a bad fisherman. And then I realised it was something else, something quite simple. He didn't know where the fish were.
Sounds brilliant. It sounds really, really good. So, yeah, go on, sir.
I mean, the performances are terrific, as you would expect from this cast. Apart from Olivia Colman, Michael Ward, there's Colin Firth, as I said, Toby Jones is in there. It looks amazing because it's photographed by cinematographer Roger Deakins. There's parts of it that just don't really hang together. Mendes has put a little bit too much in there. Rather than focus, which I think he should have, on the relationship between Hillary and Stephen, or just kind of her story, he's kind of tried to put a little bit of politics and 80s Britain and Thatcherism in there as well. And it just doesn't really work. There's a lot of movies out this year by auteur directors that are odes to the power of cinema, if you like.
Yep.
There's one called Babylon by Damien Chazelle coming up. One called Bardo that you can watch now on Netflix. And The Fabelmans, which, yep, as I say, will be coming out at the end of the month. And I think he would have been better really just struggling on this woman's story as opposed to trying to put other things in. But it's still absolutely worth seeing, and worth seeing because of Olivia Colman's amazing performance in this. She might, I mean, despite the fact that I think there are problems with the movie, she might be in the running for a Best Actor Oscar.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Empire of Light, out in cinemas, worth a look. Okay, moving quickly to TV movies for the weekend. T.G. Cahir tonight at 9. We've mentioned this before, but it's always a good watch.
It's always, and it's one that I rewatch anytime it's on. You know, this, yep, is 1959's Rio Bravo, Howard Hawks Western, starring John Wayne, Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson. It's a film so good that Howard Hawks remade it as El Dorado in 1967. But it's a great movie. And then on T.G. Cahir as well, on Saturday at 10 past 10, The Grand Budapest Hotel. I had to put that in there. Wes Anderson's fantastic comedy drama. You've got, it's a young bellhop who's taken under the wing of the dashing concierge, Monsieur Gustave, played by Ralph Fiennes. It's a fantastic film. I mean, if you like Wes Anderson, I think it's one of his best. And then Saturday on BBC One at 5 before midnight, this is Spinal Tap.
Oh, classic.
I think one of the first mockumentary, probably.
All the way back in 1984. Fantastic.
Yeah, and one of the best. Rob Reiner directs it. Michael McKean, Christopher Guest. It's great. And then finally, Sunday on Channel 4 at 11:30, Choose Life, Choose a Washing Machine, Choose to Watch Trainspotting, because Danny Boyle's drama based on Irving Welsh's novel starring Ewan McGregor and Robert Carlyle and Ewan Bremner is fantastic.
It really is. So tell us, who was our mystery voice this week?
It was the amazing, soon to be, I don't know if she, but she will be a dame at some stage, Olivia Colman.
Fantastic. They're all getting it. We will pick a winner for those tickets very, very shortly. Niall, as always, thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
LMFM. 11 to 1 with Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. Visit our showrooms to see the amazing range of Mercedes-Benz cars or choose from our huge selection of used Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. The best in motoring here for you.
LMFM. January 2023. New year, new you. Time to invest in you and your personal development. Upskill, reskill, or change career direction completely while embarking on a new adventure at Dundalk Institute of Technology. Fit your classes around your current job and family life. Courses available online or in a blended teaching format. Some courses are fully or part funded and study options available to master's level. January intake is filling up fast, so log on today. DKIT.ie. Find the perfect course for you and apply now.
Hi, Catherine here from Catherine Fee & Co Solicitors. If you're facing a legal matter, we're here to listen and to give you confidential advice you can trust.
Perhaps you've suffered personal injury, be it road traffic accident, medical negligence or a workplace accident. Or maybe you're buying or selling a property. Or you might have questions about areas like probate, family or employment law.
At Catherine Fee & Co Solicitors, we can advise you on all legal matters and answer any queries you may have.
Catherine Fee Solicitors, Earl Street, Dundalk, 042 993 9926. In contentious business, a solicitor may not calculate fees or other charges as a percentage or proportion of any award or settlement.
At Electric Ireland, we're committed to helping our customers whenever they need it. That's why we've created our Customer Support Hub, to keep you informed and up to date on the services and resources available to you. Our new Support Hub offers a range of solutions to help with paying your bill, tools to manage your energy consumption, and the latest news and information on government supports. Visit our customer support hub at electricireland.ie.
Moor Hall Lodge Balbriggan is a new purpose-built nursing home where our residents are at the heart of everything we do. We're creating a wonderful family environment where our residents live their lives to the full. Moor Hall Lodge in RD has also recently expanded and has room for additional residents. If you need respite, dementia, short or long-term care, visit moorhallliving.ie for more information.
Travelling to work by bus? Then come on board with Bus Éireann and purchase a Tax Saver ticket and save up to 52% off the cost of your travel. Tax Saver tickets benefit both the employer and employees who sign up to the scheme. For more information, visit taxsaver.ie. Bus Éireann, part of the Transport for Ireland network.
LMFM. The Irish women's rugby team have scrapped their white shorts for a darker navy shade. Apparently, the new shorts will reassure any player who may be on her period that if it leaks, it's not going to be noticeable. They say in a statement, as a result of player feedback and the underlying topic of women wanting to move away from wearing white shorts while on their periods, we've decided to implement changes to the products we offer to our female players. So starting from the 23-24 season, we will not be providing white shorts to our female athletes. We'll always provide an alternative for our home and away and third kits to solve the issue highlighted by women across all sports. Fantastic news. Our wonderful friend Margaret Walsh, the physiotherapist who was chatting to us about the GAA shorts and the fact that they don't fit well and all the issues that girls have when they're on their periods with regards to that. She tagged me in the article, so I had to give her a shout out, but it's a fantastic move by the Irish Rugby Football Union. Great to hear it.
The best mix. LMFM. Why is it so hard to look me
in the eye? There's the script, the last time. That is our lot on the show for today. Want to say congratulations to Mary Carroll. You're getting our Omniplex tickets. Enjoy that. Thank you so much for your company all week. Thank you to the guests as well. Have a great weekend. We'll chat to you Monday. LMFM.
11 to 1 with Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. Visit our showrooms to see the amazing range of Mercedes-Benz cars or choose from our huge selection of used Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt, the best in motoring here for you. LMFM.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.